First now, at BBC Radio Norfolk, who doesn't love a bit of Gilbert and Sullivan? And next week, you can catch one of the duo's most successful works. The Pirates of Penzance is taking to the stage at the Madam Market in production by the East Norfolk Operatic Society. Robin Richardson is the chairman of the society. He joins me in the studio along with the production stage director, slightly mad, Margaret Collingwood, and Roz Swetman, who plays Ruth. Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Everyone all right?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Shy.
I did give it a little ooh-ah earlier on. I mentioned the Pirates of Penzance coming soon.
Yeah.
Well, clearly we've already found out, answered one question without actually asking it. You are all slightly insane.
Goes with the job.
Yeah, tell me a little bit of the history of the society before we go any further.
The society's 54 years old now. Started off in Wroxham, played in Houghton Village Hall and Houghton School for a long time before we moved to Sproston School. And then 10 years ago to the Madam Market, which we love and thoroughly enjoy performing there.
And what about they love us.
Yeah, well, what about the love of Gilbert and Sullivan then? Where did that come from? Why?
I first sang Gilbert and Sullivan at school at Wyndham College in 1971. And then took a short, slight rest from singing for 37 years before I joined East Norfolk and got back in tune.
I'm just wondering if you do like that, those soap stars when they say they're leaving EastEnders to pursue other interests and careers.
Robbie rested.
Yeah.
rested 37 years off. Okay, what were you doing in 37 years? What were you doing?
Well, just about everything else, really. A lot of sailing and... Yeah.
Just life, bringing up families.
Yeah, all that.
Uh-huh. And the lure, the attraction of Gilbert and Sullivan, why do people want to go and see it and hear it, do you think?
It's the fun.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. And Pirates is one of the better ones for fun and silliness. The plot is extraordinarily silly. But the tunes are memorable and people do come out humming or singing or ahhing the tunes.
Yeah, but it is good. It's very tongue-in-cheek, isn't it, the whole thing? Really?
The whole thing is. And yeah. I have to say, if you're ever involved with a Margaret Collingwood production, you are never just going to have an ordinary production. And I checked with Madam before I opened my mouth so that we could say that this is the most ridiculous production ever.
Well,
being set in steampunk fashion.
Mm.
So you're a young person, Steve Bumphrey. You all know what steampunk is, being a young person.
Young spring chicken that
yeah,
I am.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's set actually on a Caribbean island, so we're not actually in Cornwall. We're very much Pirates of the Caribbean-type Pirates of Penzance.
I can't imagine where the idea for that came from.
No, I can't. No.
But I did stink. Yeah. I do. No, I did think of steampunk before the Olympic opening ceremony. It was my idea first.
Danny Boyle heard her.
Yeah.
Overnight, say.
I know. And
it's annoying when you can't do anything, can you, without someone else?
No, that's right.
So will everyone still hear the same songs, the favourite songs,
and
the same
changed,
story?
No, yeah. The dialogue and the songs have remained the same. It's just the setting that is slightly a bit wacky. Yeah.
So you're not worried about upsetting any of the purists? Mm-hmm.
I think there's so much that's still traditional and still, as I say, we haven't tampered with music. No. None of the libretto has been added with, so it's very traditional. But it's just the actual look and feel of it. It's so spectacular.
Is it good? Is it good?
It's so brilliant. Exciting.
Yes.
Are we
brilliant.
Sort of exotic here? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, it's a little bit exotic, no. Yeah. I mean, a bunch of slightly mad pirates have got fed up with sailing up and down the cold coast of Cornwall and decided they'd pop off to a Caribbean island where... They named the bay that they landed in Penzance Bay, so they remain the Pirates of Penzance. And
we've still got a Major General who is still surrounded by daughters of all sorts of ages and doesn't seem to have a wife, which is unfortunate for him. So he's very happy to offload his daughters.
Oh, I see.
We have, of course, the love duet and the inevitable tangle that gets woven by Gilbert in that way. So the actual sort of structure remains the same. It's just we've given it a bit of a lift.
What I like about that sort of period in history is when we look back, when we think back, when we read the books, look at the paintings, see the old films, we always think it's such a wonderful and mild and romantic period in history. It was really dangerous. Mad pirates, the Dutch, the English and the French, all thrashing, and the Spanish all thrashing it out for areas and islands in the New World. But, I mean, it's just got that flavour, hasn't it? It's got that attraction. People can't put it down.
We have lots of fighting on stage.
In all fairness, is that a bit dangerous when people start knocking each other about?
It's choreographed.
As long as we concentrate. The Pirate King and I have a little bit of a sword fight as everybody's going off, so we try and keep our swords in the air a bit for that.
Because the Manor Market Theatre, one of its selling points is the fact that it's quite intimate.
Very, which is a
polite way of saying small. So it's quite a restricted performing area, so you have to know what you're doing.
You'll see the front row sort of all go.
How do they go?
It'll be fine. Yes. Yeah. There'll be scared. Another crowd in the next night.
Can you imagine your opening night and the front row is empty?
Stop it.
No, we're doing really well for ticket sales. There are a few places left, so hurry down. But no, it's going very, very well, and we're thrilled to bits because it's so nice to look out and see the theatre full and
it is, isn't it?
Smiley
it
faces,
No, it is intimate in the right sense. It is a great theatre because you feel all that.
The atmosphere is fantastic in there.
There's anywhere like it, actually.
And when you're in the audience,
so amazing.
When you're in the audience, you really do feel part of it. You really very inclusive.
Well, especially when a sword's coming to you, which is past your head.
On stage, you can relate to the audience so beautifully. It's a joy. You're not staring out into blackness. There are faces there, and you can see. You can see whether they're appreciating what you're doing or not.
Who's supplying the music?
Eric James has got his orchestra that was with us last year, and they were absolutely superb.
How many are in the orchestra?
Nine.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, we have actually two on stage. We've built them a little sort of cubicle that they sit in on stage, which is great fun, so that we can get a few more in.
Sounds like the Mr. and Mrs. Soundproof Booth.
Very similar.
Nine piece orchestra, that's going to be a really big sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it is in the Midmarket.
I hope you can speak better than that when you actually come out on stage.
We've rehearsed all that.
Yeah, this isn't rehearsed. We don't do good. Yeah.
And we all sing. We're not mic'd at all.
You have to boom.
So we
project.
Up to the balcony, which is always nice because that's filling up too. So
that's good. Well, it all sounds really, really, really promising. The Pirates of Penzance, Caribbean style, is at the Madam Market Theatre. See, I've started.
It's catchy.
And it's Wednesday, next week, Wednesday the 8th, through to Saturday the
11th. Can I get the phone number?
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. Go on.
It's 01603-620917 the box office.
All right, and you can always have a look online, just put the details into your search engine. And there is, of course, a matinee on the Saturday, which gives that sort of rhymes, which is rather nice. Can I just say thank you very much for coming in to see us.
Thank you for having us.
And next time you come in, do come out of your shells a bit. Shy, retiring things that you are. Lovely to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.